The Cleveland Browns are back at mandatory OTAs this week, but there's a bigger issue right now within the city of Cleveland and the safety of the Cleveland Browns players. We're going to get to that on your latest Locked On Browns. Jeff Lloyd, joined by Sports Illustrated, Pete Smith.
You are Locked On Browns, your daily Cleveland Browns podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, your daily delivery of all things dog pound. LGB on the LLB, the Locked On Browns podcast, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Appreciate everybody who makes Locked On Browns their first listen every single day. The everydayers, you guys are the fabric on which this show is built. A lot of new traffic coming through. Appreciate you all who are jumping on, hitting that subscribe button. Continue to do so. Subscribe on the Locked On Browns YouTube page. Notifications on, so when the content drops, you're all there to absorb it. Audio-wise, Locked On Browns is always available, always free, wherever you get your podcasts. I am your host, Jeff Lloyd, at Jeff_LJ_Lloyd. Been here seventh season now of Cleveland Browns coverage. The time, it goes by oh so quickly. Had a bunch of fun along the way. Certainly, just like the rest of you Browns fans, hoping and praying one day for the Holy Grail. Pete Smith along for the ride, Browns Digest, Sports Illustrated. Fantastic content put out daily over there. Highly suggest that Browns Digest becomes part of your daily routine. Things we're going to get to here today on Locked On Browns, segment three. I put out a tweet last night, 29.75. And anybody wonders why the 0.75? Come on, guys. You always got to have a hook so you can get 29.5 sacks. So the hook there would obviously 0.75. We'll see what Pete thinks. What for is the Cleveland Browns top three, Myles Garrett, Za'Darius Smith, Ogbonnaya Okoronkwo, whether or not they can touch that number. Segment two from camp today. And amid all the talk, of course, of, you know, the Browns, should they, shouldn't they go after DeAndre Hopkins. you just see, DeSean getting more and more comfortable with the weapons he has. But by far, the biggest story with the Cleveland Browns right now, I guess, Pete, 24, 36 hours, a period, we've had three players robbed, two players robbed at gunpoint of their vehicles yesterday alone. Dimitri Felton, I believe it was, you know, late Sunday when this happened. This is not a great situation. And look, all these players are young. Maybe they do travel in the same circles. You know, maybe, you know, somehow, some way, you know, they've made a relationship that, you know, they didn't realize or they don't know has turned into a disingenuous relationship. Or, you know, people, you know, and look, we're in a situation in our economy right now where a lot of people are just straight up hurting. And if it comes down to breaking the law to find a way to put some, you know, money in their pockets, you know, I think people are, you know, not so scared of what the alternative is or getting caught in those circumstances. But Pete, for Browns players, this is a really difficult thing. You know, for a lot of these guys, this is not their first home. A lot of these guys, they are literally only in Cleveland, Ohio when they are required to be, as far as, you know, their contract and playing for the Cleveland Browns. But this is not good. And it definitely, you know, once coincidence, twice you think it's a pattern. Three times, you're probably pretty damn confident it's a pattern. This is not good. And, you know, the last thing you want is, you know, players just worrying about the simplest things of just trying to get in their vehicles and either A, go pick up food, B, go food shopping, C, just get to work and get to the facility and put in the work they got to do.
Well, based off our reporting, we're not ready to make any conclusions as far as that. But it's hard to not see something in the fact that of how it happened. Obviously, in the case of Winfrey and Greg Newsom, it was done at the same place. So, I mean, something was happening there. But there's a lot of problems. You mentioned the crime goes up with poverty, just how it goes. There's that aspect. Certainly, there's an element of jealousy. At times, you get people who feel like they're being shown up. And whether it's for street cred or pride or whatever, we'll do something like that. And who knows? I mean, it's also possible. Here again, we don't know. It could be personal. I mean, it could be something where somebody specifically knows these people, but it's like, it's a reminder. Cause here's the thing that immediately happens. Like the immediate reaction was crime is through the roof. Everybody's, you know, this is horrible. It's not really how it works. You know, and I don't want to get into a whole thing on that because Jesus Christ, but what you do end up with is, look, you have, and I'm sure this was gone over in the Browns facility today. If you are somebody who's, you know, constantly telling people where you are on social media, you become a target. If you're somebody who's constantly wearing your, who likes to wear your wealth out, that puts you in a position where you're more likely to be targeted. There's a lot of things that get into this, but like, so if you are somebody who's like looking to do these things, you can like hound people on their social media or just picking up their sort of habits on how they are. If you're in and around where these people sort of frequent. So it's really difficult to make any, you know, informed conclusions on what exactly happened. But the bottom line is it's not where the Browns want to be. Obviously it's not where these players want to be. Nobody wants, something to happen to this. I mean, it, you know, the thank God that like, this is all that happened. You know, we didn't have a situation where like, somebody just decided, no, I'm going to shoot you in addition to taking your stuff. And we have a player either grievously wounded or killed.
Of course.
And the other part, I'm sure that's, you know, that will make certain people on Twitter very upset is I guarantee that the Browns facility basically said, do not under any circumstance try to exercise your Second Amendment rights in this situation.
No doubt.
Do something to like escalate the situation. They're gonna say,
"My man, the car's running. It's full of gas. Please just take the car.
Give them what they want, and we may be able to get it back. And even if we don't, you have things like insurance. But there's too much money on the line in addition to your life to do something like that. And you'll get people who are like, "Well, I would have done this, this, and this." Well, you're not these people in this situation.
No.
Apparently, they value their lives more than you do. So that's like the whole thing just sucks, you know, and the fact that it happened the way it did is obviously scary. It was interesting listening to the players talk about it. I'm sure the players involved are shaken to some point, but it seemed like the Browns as an organization were sort of like, okay, not necessarily like okay with what happened, but just sort of okay in a place where they sort of understand that they have the power to sort of protect themselves better than they have been in terms of just making smart decisions or, you know, having people around them that can sort of actually protect them.
And in that respect, you know, it's no different, you know, as everybody knows, I'm a parent, you know, the first thing I am, you know, look, I understand everything is not going to go swimmingly perfectly in my children's life. And every now and then when there is a little rockiness in the road, my first concern, all right, well, look, we got through this. You're okay. And that is, at the end of the day, what is the most important thing. And yes, major credit to Greg Newsome, to Perrion Winfrey. You know, the old line of, you know when to walk away, know when to run. In this situation, this is the time where you run away. Look, you want my car, that's fine. This, that, the other thing, you know, I'm a professional athlete. I can find another way to get, you know, my hands on some transportation. And because even the slightest confrontation, because you don't know who that is on the other end, what their experience may be with having a firearm in their hand. God forbid the thing accidentally goes off and all of a sudden something that was obviously a pretty major crime turns into, God forbid, even worse, like you said, like I'm saying, and nobody wants to go down this. Look, this is stuff we hate to have to talk about, and we've done this for years. Obviously, the whole purpose of this show is to try to talk about the Cleveland Browns and football, but obviously, professional sports, real life, they cross a lot. And so this is one of these instances. Obviously, you know, thoughts with the guys who went through this, obviously not fun. The other thing is also it ain't fun in any aspect of your life to have your manhood challenged. And, you know, that's basically what these guys are going through right now. And, you know, it's just not the best look. Hopefully the police department in Cleveland, Ohio can get this resolved, not only get it resolved, hopefully resolved to the point where this is not going to happen anymore, because crimes like this, just absolutely crazy, crazy dangerous. We're going to move on here, get to some football talk here. Again, this is what it's all about. Jeff Lloyd, Pete Smith from Sports Illustrated, your latest Locked On Browns. Make your way over to FanDuel during the NBA Finals. Visit FanDuel.com today with a chance for a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. That is FanDuel.com. FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. They have great promotions every day. It's safe and secure, the app. Easy to navigate. You get paid instantly. So how about NBA Finals, same game parlays? You know, go pick 2-3 bets, even if they're long shots. Put down a slight amount of money, get a chance at a big, big return. Again, FanDuel.com/lockedon for a chance at a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Jeff Lloyd, Pete Smith, continuing through here on your latest Locked On Browns. Segment 3, we'll get to here in a little bit. Obviously, I put out a sack number for Myles Garrett, Za'Darius Smith, Ogbal Okoronkwo. Well, we'll see if those boys can match that. But Pete, again, the footage today, and you know, we got to see last week Marquise Goodwin. Elijah Moore just looks to be a piece that they truly, truly are starting to fall in love with the move they made. And you can see the emphasis on the versatility you can do with him, the looks you can do with him, you know, where you can line him up, the motions you can do with him. David Bell, a lot of people seem to forget about and discount David Bell. Had a touchdown reception today. David Njoku as well. Amari Cooper, you know, we heard that Amari Cooper will be fine to go for training camp, so much so that he's already participating now. So obviously the core injury there. But for Deshaun, and you know, and again, this is what it is all about. But for Deshaun Watson to turn back into what everybody thinks is the possibility he can become an elite quarterback in this league, this isn't a DeAndre Hopkins conversation here now. But Pete, you know, we used to talk about this with Baker and having the palette of weapons and being able to use them all. You see, Deshaun's kind of got his eyes all over the place and appreciating what's around him.
Jim Schwartz on the hot seat, question mark. Deshaun Watson looked great. And Grant, you know, as Kevin Stefanski was quick to point out, they don't have pads on. It's, you know, you're supposed to win if you're off on offense in this scenario. And they did. And, you know, this is one of those things where you're expected to do well and you did. And that means you pass. Because if the opposite happened and Deshaun Watson sucked, that would be a story. So, you know, it's for June 6th. They're where they want to be. He had a great day, 9 of 10 in the red zone. Everybody got the ball. You know, everybody was making plays. They really seemed to enjoy utilizing all these weapons. You saw Amari Cooper making plays, looking like himself. Donovan Peoples-Jones made a number of plays. You know, Elijah Moore, they it's a toy. They just can't stop playing with him. And David Njoku, you know, those are your guys, Jerome Ford catching passes in the end zone. They, you know, it's what you want to see. You want to see, figure it out. What's going to work? What's going to sort of set this team up for success? And the fact is that, like, this group is deeper than people think it is. I mean, Jalen Darden's out there making plays today. Like, this is a guy who was claimed, a former fifth-round pick, claimed off waivers, who never played with the Browns last year, but he sort of like found money type situation. He's another burner. You know, is he likely to make the team? Probably not, but it certainly upgrades the competition in camp. The fact that he's making plays, the fact that you mentioned David Bell, Cedric Tillman, all these guys are just upping the competition and sort of setting a standard for what you want to see from those groups. That stuff is certainly important. For where they are now, they're in a good spot.
And the thing that, you know, seems to be so impressive, and it's the old, you know, iron sharpens iron, yada, 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 yada. But it's all of these guys understanding that who they are. And look, even for a guy like Jalen Darden, you got to understand the odds are stacked against you. But in the back of your mind, you know, you were a former draft pick in the NFL. This may not be your home. But good thing about this is there are teams with worse wide receiver rooms than the Cleveland Browns. So that does not mean, if this does not work out with the Cleveland Browns, that there is no path for you in this league. And of course, Darden, obviously with the return ability, something the Browns never capitalized on last year, gave the opportunity to. Jerome Ford was doing his thing, obviously. Donovan Peoples-Jones was knocking down, holding down punt and return duty. So it just became a difficult spot to try to get him involved. But you know, this should be somewhere for these guys. But with the Elijah Moore, as you said, obviously the toy that they just can't seem to get enough of, and also is, well, what else can Henry do with this toy? You know what I'm saying? You know, like, well, what we can do, look, can we try this? And can we also do this? And, you know, can we add this to the mix? And just having that all work out really well and having these guys, and most of them obviously playing within unison with Deshaun Watson, and finding that chemistry, and Deshaun himself, what we're seeing of, and got to keep in mind, this time last year, we weren't obviously seeing anything. Summer, whatever we saw, it really wasn't obviously that great. But, you know, with Deshaun, with everything hopefully completely on the back burner now, got the mind 100%, you know, just going forward on 2023 and his future here with the city that now has so much invested in him. You know, the talent is there. You know, defense, again, look, it's going to take a little bit, okay? It's going to take a little bit. So, Pete, obviously, you know, I'm sure the Jim Schwartz naysayers are probably out in full force. You know, maybe we can get a new defensive coordinator in here before training camp starts, if that's going to be the case, because, God, the sieves, you know, they're leaking like sieves already. But Pete, you look at this and, you know, I don't want to say like it's impossible, but you start to understand, you know, things like the Chiefs and the Bills, where there's so much firepower out on the field, you can't cover it all. And, you know, obviously the Chiefs and the Bills do not have running backs on caliber with Nick Chubb, but can succeed with the running game because the fear of the throwing game just gives you an absolute nervous wreck that all of a sudden you should feel relieved that they handed the ball off, but you are so keen on making sure you have the possibility of everybody taken care of and covered that all of a sudden there is a running lane that is wide open. So you're doing yourself just, they are in a really, really good position. And as long as Deshaun can just forget about what he went through for 18, 20, 22, 24 months, and just go back to being the kid who picked up a ball probably at 8, 9 years old, started playing the quarterback position, and just finding open guys. This is there for him to do this. Everybody knows, it's all going to come down to whether or not he can get it done. But they have put a room together around him, whether it's tight ends, whether it's wide receivers. Of course, Nick Chubb. Everything is there for him to succeed. He's just basically got to go out, tunnel vision, and just do what he's always done.
Yeah, they want him to be able to carry the offense, but they also made sure that they have enough guys to make sure that he doesn't have to. And Nick Chubb, you know, depending on how they run the offense and if they want to incorporate a lot of spread looks, he could be going against 6-man boxes, except he's still 225 pounds. He's faster than you, and he can break tackles better than anybody in the league right now. So it's a huge advantage. And if he can continue to be a factor in the passing game, that's only going to make his life easier and help Deshaun Watson in terms of giving him another option. Obviously, they used Elijah Moore a little bit. Continue to use him out of the backfield, which is an interesting tweak. Obviously, they did it with Donovan Peoples-Jones last year in a game to score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Elijah Moore there could potentially be a little bit of a safety device in case they're not loving the running back situation at a certain point, or if the depth just doesn't translate. But the other part about it is, like, you can motion out of that or into that. Mm-hmm. Make Elijah Moore suddenly, you know, slide out and now you have an empty formation, or he can be start in an empty formation and slide into the backfield and just see what the defense does to adjust and create those matchups. But the goal, and the Browns seem to be succeeding at it in terms of the personnel they have, is give Watson tons of guys he wants to throw the ball to, good protection and a strong running game, and just allow him to grow into the franchise quarterback they need him to be. If they're a good offense to start out the year, they may be a great one by the end of the year. Obviously, injuries and all that notwithstanding, but that's the goal. Start out well, become dominant by the time you need to, in the Browns case, hoping it's in time for the playoffs.
And look, I mean, if you want to use, you know, basically this, you know, secret sauce of Elijah Moore being all over the place, and you're going to make him the focal point of what the defense is looking at first and then reacting to everybody else after that, that's fantastic. Because that means that you did not pay full attention to, you know, your responsibilities to Amari Cooper, David Njoku, Nick Chubb, Donovan Peoples-Jones, whoever may be out on the field. You could literally put these guys in the backfield, you know, with Deshaun in gun, flanked on one side by Chubb, flanked on the other side by Elijah Moore, and literally just have, you know, either motion him out or on the slap or on a snap, have Elijah Moore basically just run to one flat. Run a screen to David Njoku to the other side. Run a screen to Nick Chubb to the other side. There are so many things you can do because there's going to be so much to focus on in a defense. I mean, the success should come, and it should come extremely easy for Deshaun Watson in 2023. Pete Smith from Sports Illustrated, Jeff Lloyd, your latest Locked On Browns. Appreciate everybody for being along for the ride. As I will always say, appreciate the everydayers who make Locked On Browns their first listen every single day. A lot of new traffic coming in here. Do certainly appreciate it. For those of you, I suggest to be more like the everydayers. Subscribe to the Locked On Browns podcast on YouTube. Notifications on. Audio-wise, Locked On Browns, always available, always free, wherever you get your podcasts. Now, I put this tweet out last night, and there's been some questions about the numbers, and, you know, I got to be honest, some of y'all responded, and, I mean, unless you're playing Madden, all right, I love you all, but some of those numbers absolutely through the charts. Pete, but my thought process with this and the number of 29.75, and again, why 29.75? If you're going an over-under, there's got to be a hook. You know, got to make sure you either get over it, you got to make sure you get under it. 29.5 certainly would be a number that could be attained, so hence the 29.75. Pete, but my thought process here is, and look, Miles could just go straight balls to the wall here and, you know, go 18, 19, and certainly contend, if not win, defensive player of the year. But the thought process here is, and is with, you know, there could be less reps for the Browns defense, obviously, if the offense can do what it's capable of.
Yeah, like that would be the worst thing in the world that suddenly the Browns don't have to play as much defense.
Exactly. But the thought process here is, could you maybe get Okoronkwo and Za'Darius Smith to essentially equal what Myles Garrett gives you as a sack total? So you get right around that 30. Say Myles gets his 13. Could you get a 9-6 from a Za'Darius Smith and Okoronkwo? Could you get an 8-7, you know, between the two of them? But the thought process between that three is, between the three of them, you would think maybe Smith and Okoronkwo could maybe match what you're going to get from Myles Garrett.
Yeah, it's a good number. Man, it's hard for me not to say over, simply because, assuming his health, Myles Garrett could easily set the sack record. He's that good. He could easily hit 20, and nobody's going to think twice about it because that's how talented he is, especially with Za'Darius Smith on the other side and Okoronkwo rushing. And as we talked about on the previous podcast with Mike Clay's predictions, you know, Okoronkwo has never had like a full slate of reps. So if Za'Darius Smith's going to be inside, Myles Garrett presumably will be inside at points. Like, he's going to get a larger amount of pass rush reps than he has at any other season to this point. Obviously, that's predicated on them stopping the run and being able to, and obviously, if they can get leads, like they're up 14 real quick, you're going to put pressure on opponents. And that's the other part of this. That number could be higher just by virtue of the fact that the Browns are suddenly in a position where they are, it's 14 and up 14 in the fourth quarter. The other team's passing the whole way. You can now be a closer and just take them out in a way that they couldn't do that. Couldn't last year. You saw a little bit more of that in 2021. So I actually think I would take the over, but obviously the biggest thing is health. If somebody gets hurt, the whole thing changes, but just the amount of guys they have and everything they're doing on defense suggests that there's a good possibility that if they take care of business in the areas they're supposed to, they're going to have a ton of opportunities. Myles Garrett is going to have the best supporting cast he's ever had on the opposite side.
You saw, and if anybody didn't see, he's Myles Garrett took to Instagram today, and nice little, you know, and I think of that, you know, the old, me and my best friend. And there he is. The pictures with Za'Darius Smith, two guys, first day of school. And look, you know, Miles has had partners in the past. And I'm sure as much fun as 2021 was, obviously not on the field, but you know, getting to play with a player who was maybe closer to his abilities than maybe he had ever played with before, than the downfall of it in 2022. But here, and we talked about this a lot, is, you know, Miles is such a freak of an athlete. You know, to get and actually just talk shop with a guy like Za'Darius Smith, who is not doing it from the, you know, world-class athlete standpoint of it. And, it, you know, so there is a lot to like about that. But, Pete, there could be – and one of the things we did like about Alex Wright was last year, look, didn't get home a lot, obviously. But what did he do instead? Hey, I'll get my big paws up in the air. You could go Miles inside, Alex Wright inside, Okoronkwo on one side, Za'Darius Smith on the other. You think Miles most likely is going to break through. But there will be big old newly minted number 91 saying, all right, I got a really long wingspan, so if I don't beat anybody, I'm just going to go like this.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's just a lot of things that suggest they can be good. If they're going to play with those 50 fronts or some mug fronts or some of those other things. And
could you imagine that you put Tomlinson in the interior with Wright and you tell Miles, just walk around and pick the gap that you're just going to bust through?
Yeah, I mean, look, stunts and loops and all of those twists and everything, like, they're going to be running what amount to be plays, and they'll call them games, because at that point they will be, because they will have the dudes who can do it to being able to loop around, and Miles Garrett may be, you know, lined up in one area of the field, loop all the way around the other to find a hole, or do it some of the stuff they messed around with, you know, sort of the second half of last year, where they, like, lined up Miles Garrett standing up in front of the center. There's just so many ways the Browns can attack. They've got three good safeties. They've got, you know, at least three good corners. They've got two very solid linebackers. You know, again, as always, I question the interior, but as long as they, you know, once it's third and 10, they're in business.
Game on, baby.
I, like I said, I like the over. I don't foresee a situation where they're going to turn in like the, you know, Jerome Brown, Reggie White, Eagles necessarily, but who's to say they can't?
Well, and the thing though is there none of them, you know, they all have the reputation of being 100%. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's not just getting the initial, obviously, and it's being having the ability to get the cleanup. So, you know, they've all played and been around players. Okoronkwo with the Rams, of course. Za'Darius Smith, whether it was the Packers, previously the Ravens. He's played with other solid pass rushers. So they understand, I may not be the first guy to beat my man. I might not be the second guy to beat my man, but I still might be the guy that gets the kill, because quarterback all of a sudden becomes helter-skelter. You're looking for any way out. And all of a sudden, now you fell, you know, you basically walked yourself into the lap of the guy you were not trying to escape from. As much as we talk about what Kevin Stefanski has to work with on the offensive side of the ball here, what they could do, and I'm totally with you, Pete. I mean, the possibility of putting five defensive linemen on the field, playing six defensive backs, obviously the three corners, obviously the three safeties, and who we, and look, you could even, you know, I don't ever want to see it. I want all five to come after the quarterback, but all of a sudden, you know, Alex Wright drops to, you know, worry about a Texas route to a running back. There is just so much they can do. They have put themselves in a really, really good situation. Again, I agree, and we have harped on this ever since we started talking Browns together eons ago. There's not enough. There's still not enough. There is never enough defensive line play. There's just not enough, because there is so much you can do with guys who were 6 foot three, 6 foot four, anywhere between 275 to a little bit over 300 pounds, who have athletic ability. There is just, it's like a kid in a candy store type of thing. And that is what Jim Schwartz has on paper. Obviously, got to make it all produce. You got to make it all happen. But for Jim Schwartz, he was given a great, great situation in taking this job here with the Browns. And I'm sure whatever Andrew Berry told him he was going to do, so for the most part, to this point, he has followed it to the letter. He is Pete Smith. Make sure you're following @_PeteSmith_. BrownsDigestSI.com. Make sure you guys are checking that out. Pete and his team put out great content every day. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of stuff written over there about the current issues going on with the Browns players and their safety. So continue to watch that, monitor that as that comes. Pete and Bree just put out a great podcast. I love Pete. I love the fact that you will find a way to sit there and listen intently to 7-year-old Little League Baseball talk. That is absolutely fantastic. So make sure you guys check.
I love that. I love it because, listen, as somebody who coaches in high school, we get all of it. Like, we get all that stuff, and we get to hear about all the, you know, youth coach heroes and everybody else. So yeah, that stuff's fantastic. I mean, obviously in this case, it's entertaining because I know, you know, I'm familiar with the player involved, which makes it that much better. Who is maybe up to my waist, but will talk like he's 6 feet tall. So yeah, the whole thing is very entertaining.
Walk tall and carry a big stick. Always the way to go. So make sure, again, obviously everything over on Browns Digest. Myself, your host, Jeff Lloyd, at Jeff_LJ_Lloyd. Locked On Browns, follow back account, as everybody knows, to the everydayers. Again, you guys are the absolute best. My suggestion to everybody else is be like the best, be like the everydayers, and make Locked On Browns your first listen every day. Best way to do that is to hit the subscribe button on the YouTube channel and, of course, notifications on. So when the shows drop, you guys are there to consume them. Of course, audio-wise, always available, always free wherever you get your podcasts. This has been your daily delivery of all things Dog Pound. LGB on ELOB. Let's go, Browns.